The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
This is Business Scene. I'm Ira Melman. Hundreds of lychee farmers sort and grade huge piles of the tropical fruit at a busy wholesale market in the northern Vietnam province of Bắc Giang. But many bemoan slumping prices as foreign traders were held up in quarantine. Vietnam usually exports around 100,000 tons of fresh lychees worth more than $30 million each season to China, Japan, Australia, and the U.S. But business is down this year as Vietnam keeps its borders shut. Nguyen Van Tan, a lychee farmer, had this to say about the situation.
This year, because of the pandemic, we don't see Chinese traders, so we mostly sold to domestic traders. So the price is very low.
Foreign buyers tend to come directly to the market, just a few hours' drive from the Chinese border during the fruit's short six-week season. But state media reported last week several hundred from China and Japan had been quarantined for 14 days. Despite authorities saying they would promote domestic consumption, prices have dropped to half what they were last year. Already a major coffee, rice, and catfish exporter, Vietnam has in recent years turned its attention to fruit. Last year, it exported $3.76 billion worth of fruit and vegetables. Chickens in Pakistan have been feasting on captured locust under an initiative to combat swarms of the insects that are threatening food supplies in the impoverished country. Prime Minister Imran Khan has endorsed plans to expand a pilot project in the breadbasket province of Punjab, where villagers earn cash to gather locusts that were then dried out, shredded, and added into poultry feed. Farmers are struggling as the worst locust plague in 25 years wipes out entire harvest in Pakistan's agricultural heartlands, leaving people scrambling for income. For a reward of 20 rupees, which is about 12 U.S. cents per kilogram of locusts, locals worked all night to collect them. One farmer who lost all of her crops to the insects said she and her son earned 1,600 rupees, about $10, during a single locust-gathering outing, helping to offset the financial damage. Organizers struggled at first to convince farmers to join the hunt, but by the third night, word had spread and hundreds joined in, turning up with their own bags to stuff full. The ministry, which recently announced the results of February's pilot, is now preparing to expand the project to other locations. For Business Scene, I'm Ira Melman.
That was a program from the Voice of America.